Our hard and cruel war draws slowly to its bitter end. All our thoughts are, or should be, with those who are doing the fighting for us on the seas and in the air, and especially in the fierce, bloody battles of Holland. But tonight, there's something else. Tonight, the tides of memory come in. On the evening of September the 1st, I came with a British tank regiment into the town of Arras in France. We were flushed with victory. After the long weeks of hell on the road from Caen to Falaise, the British and Canadian armies were now rushing swiftly through France, and whole nations were gulping the fresh air of freedom for the first time in 4 years. We drove on from Arras, and in a few minutes I saw what I was looking for. I saw two graceful white pylons, delicate but majestic, rising against the lowering sky. For now, we were at Vimy Ridge. And the twin pylons were Allward's monument to the Canadians who died there in the roaring, glorious Easter of 1917. I left the clanking column of advancing war and visited the Vimy Memorial. There was nothing left of the old war except the flowered graveyards and the memories and the hard thoughts that came to mind. A few winding humps covered with grass mark the trenches. And some of the farmers round there are still using the barbed wire on which one generation was crucified. The handsome cemeteries and the Vimy Memorial, nothing else remains to tell the story. During that great advance last September, we drove in 1 hour through the entire depth of the frightful area where, in the last war, 1 million men of the British Empire and nearly 1.5 million Frenchmen died. That bloody, wasted bog. Arras, Bapaume, Ypres, and Vimy Ridge. Oh, God, the names were written on our heart. And now we went through in 1 hour, almost without losing a life. But as I stood at Vimy Ridge before going on through the darkling plain toward Belgium, my thoughts went back to Normandy, to that road from Caen to Falaise. And if there were ghosts round Vimy Ridge as we swept past that day, I wonder if they were saying something like this. Listen, what are you going to do after this war? Perhaps you're going to build a memorial twice as high as this one, on the road from Caen to Falaise, to commemorate our sons, the dead and damned battalions, the Black Watch and the North Nova Scotias and the rest. Arras, Bapaume, Ypres, and Vimy Ridge. That was the anthem of the doomed youth of one generation. Bretteville, Caen, Tilly, and Falaise, that's the anthem for the doomed youth of another. We died, our sons died, what are you going to do? Listen, don't think you'll save the third generation by killing off all your enemies. Some of the Germans are mad dogs. Hitler and his camarilla of braves are certainly mad dogs. But there'll be mad dogs again in the future. What are you going to do? That's what the ghosts of Vimy Ridge might have said, it seems to me, as our columns went hurrying through toward Germany. War has brought greatness to the Canadian nation. We are only 12 millions, but our name is honored throughout the world. But that doesn't mean there's anything good about these wars, in which we've lost so much of the flower of our manpower. We have too many ghosts now, at the foot of Vimy Ridge, but also in Normandy, Italy, Holland, and too many ruined lives at home. Too many broken-hearted women phoning you and saying, "Do you know anything about my husband? He was last seen leading his troop of tanks near Falaise." Too much of all that. Splendid things come out of war, but war is a thing to be ashamed of. Tonight, as this war moves in our best blood toward its end, tonight, among our memories of Vimy Ridge and the other war, let's think of what we can do to ensure that this time there won't be a third. This time, let's not break faith.